Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, ma'am. This is George calling you from the security department of the Visa and MasterCard. So, how are you doing today, Ms. Hagen?
Good.
Yep.
What can I say to you?
I'm sorry. Beg your pardon?
Welcome.
Ma'am, this is a verification call that did you authorize any transaction to oversee this morning?
Did I authorize what?
Did you authorize, like, did you transfer any payments to overseas this morning?
I didn't authorize any payment at all, no.
To a business called, it's Austin Tours and Travels, which is located in California, right?
Well, I definitely didn't authorize anything on my card, so if anything's being authorized, you need to cancel it.
But as you see, that's the procedure, but, and they're like...
I cannot understand the words you are saying, mate.
All right.
But I can guarantee I didn't authorize anything on my card.
All right. So the reason why we are calling is because an hour ago, someone has accessed internet banking from somewhere in California, and they are trying to purchase some
Well, then you better stop it, because I didn't authorize anything on my card, and I'm sick of this happening.
Ma'am, they are purchasing some gift vouchers, so there's a procedure to cancel up these gift vouchers, alright?
So what? Very good.
So, do you want to proceed it further? Yep.
I want to stop so nothing comes out of my card.
Alright, I'm just transferring this call to one of my seniors. He will be guiding you further for the cancellation of this gift card, okay? Just be on the hold. Alright?
Yeah, Oh my fucking god, babe. Now I've got some guy on the phone.
Who?
Telling me someone's trying to.
Yes, can you hear me?
Get a fucking gift card from California.
Yes.
On Google. Yeah, hello.
Yes, can you hear me, ma'am?
Yeah, I can.
All right, ma'am, myself, David, and there was some few iTunes, Apple gift cards try to be ordered behind you today. So are you aware about any transaction, ma'am?
No, I'm definitely not. So you need to cancel it.
Definitely, ma'am. That's the reason we have called you up for the cancellation. And we believe, ma'am, what those people did, they tried to shifted your IP address. They have blocked the IP address to a different country. Okay?
Right. This has happened to me before, so you need to cancel it.
Yeah, definitely, ma'am. So you need to just cooperate so that I can guide you up for the cancellation. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Now, you do got a Google on your phone, ma'am, Google or a Safari browser?
I could use it. So if you ask me anything about my Google, I wouldn't even have any idea. So I was going to go into the – this happened the other day, and I was going to go into the phone company on Monday and try and work out how I can cancel my Google account.
All right. Wait. I'm helping you. Is it an Android phone or an Apple phone, ma'am, you are using?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
It's an Apple, Android phone. It's a Samsung phone.
No, I haven't got an Apple phone. I've got an Android phone.
Okay. Can you put the phone on speaker?
Yeah, hang on. Yeah. I'm not giving any details because how do I know you're not scamming me, mate?
Ma'am, because I'm not asking you to share any of your detail. I'm just helping you to check the IP address which has been shifted in America. Okay.
This is why I'm going to go to a phone company on Monday because I want to make sure it's done with you.
Yeah, definitely, ma'am. I will help you what is the changes and what exactly you need to tell them, all right? You can see it from your end and no need to read out or share any of your details, okay?
Okay.
All right. Did you put the phone on loudspeaker, ma'am?
Yeah, I'm on loudspeaker, mate.
All right. Now, can you see the square, a circle button on the middle of the phone, on the bottom, the middle button? It's called your home button, ma'am.
Yeah.
All right, press that. Okay.
Yep.
All right, now can you see Google somewhere? It says Google.
No, I'd rather just wait and go to the phone company on Monday, mate, because I don't trust anyone right now.
Ma'am, you are just opening up the Google. You are not doing anything. I'm helping you to
check
the
Google
location.
Go on, yeah. All right, whatever.
All right, now on the Google, type M. M for murder, Y for yellow.
Yeah. Yeah, I've already done it.
All right. Now, my, give a space, then type number one. My, then space number one, okay?
Yeah.
Then P for Peter, don't give a space, type P, one P, P for Peter, ma'am. Okay. Did you type? Yeah, my 1P country. All right. Now you can search for my 1P country. You will be getting a results about your IP address. No need to read out or no need to tell me, ma'am. Okay. Can you see the location? Can you see a page coming up says IP address information, your details?
Yeah.
Can you see any page, ma'am?
Yeah, it just says search IP address.
Yeah. Can you see IP address information? Scroll down a little bit.
Yeah, it says, yeah, where I am. Yeah.
Can you see, ma'am, it is showing up in a different country, overseas country somewhere, right?
Yeah.
That's the reason, ma'am, you have not received any email or any messages about this payment, which has been made behind you, the purchase, the transaction, right?
Okay.
The IP address should be in Australia, so we will help you to change it back to Australia, all right? And we will cancel those payment, the gift card, the iTunes, the Apple gift card, which has been ordered behind you, okay? All right. Now you can close the Google page, ma'am. Close the Google.
Yeah.
Now, once you close the Google, ma'am, you can open up a Play Store. Can you see a Play Store on your phone?
Yeah.
Play Store. Because we are going. Are you on the Play Store, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. Now, on the Play Store, type there A. A for Australia.
Hello. Yeah.
N for Nancy.
Yeah.
N as in Nancy. Y for Yellow.
Yeah.
D for Doctor. D as in Doctor.
Yeah.
E for Echo.
Yeah, I'm not that slow.
Okay. What do you need? S for Sunday and K for Kilo. It should be any desk. The red security logo application now.
Any desk app or any desk? Plug in any desk. Desktop work. Which one?
Yeah, any desk desktop now. It will be the red. Can you see a diamond logo inside there? A white diamond sign?
No. Any desk.
Yeah, read out the option so that I can guide you up.
You've got any desk app, any desk plugin, desktop, any desk control plugin, ID1.
You need to tap on any desk, remote desktop.
There's two names. There's a diamond with an arrow.
Yeah, any desk, remote desktop software. Tap on install. Click on that and tap on install.
Hello.
You will be getting a security number over there, okay? Is it downloading, ma'am?
Yeah.
All right. Once you see the option open, do let me know because we need to change the IP address back to Australia and we need to report a cyber crime to the Australian cyber security portal, okay? Is it says open now? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. How did it
happen? All right. Is it loading, ma'am? Can you see a green circle? It's showing you 60%, 20%.
You can avoid the situation of what's happening. There's a code.
Okay, can you see the numbers? Help me with the security number, the one-time verification number for the security.
Well, so you can get into my phone, dude.
No, no, ma'am. Your network IP address is getting shifted. The Australian cybersecurity will help you to block those people.
There's no suspicions of us. Any address not just service or not. You can introduce the address into.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do it.
Ma'am, I will help you to check, report a cyber crime. The Australian cybersecurity people are securing your IP address, your network. All right?
Well, I'm recording this conversation, are you, ma'am?
Yeah, definitely, ma'am. This call has already been recorded. I will help you to report a cyber crime.
I can't you record it, Billy. I'm recording it on my end.
All right, ma'am. All right.
I just throw you in it. I'm recording it on my end as you talk.
Okay, ma'am.
Yeah, just so you know, I'm recording everything you say to me. 812-039-477.
All right.
So you can see me out, that doesn't matter.
Okay, wait.
I'm recording
now.
Everything you say to me.
Okay, ma'am. Now, you can check on your mobile phone. You have received a security warning because those hackers are still getting access to your network. And the Australian cybersecurity is removing those hackers from your network. So did you get any security warning?
Yes. You're about to your device.
These are the hackers who try to reach you up. So those hackers are getting removed and the security is going on. So you need to tick on the check boxes. I am aware of the risk. Don't show this again on the background. Okay? And then accept. Did you click on the tick boxes, ma'am?
Yes.
All right. Now tap on accept. Accept.
It won't let me press accept.
Okay. Can you see the security warning?
Yeah.
Can you see the two check box over there? A white box. Small, tiny box.
Yep, okay.
All right. Now click on accept. Okay. Now click on start now. Can you see? Because the security session is getting started. Now, can you see cancel? Click on cancel. All right. Now press the home button again, ma'am. Your home button. Press your home button. Okay. Now again go back to the Google page.
Oh, my God.
Google.
Google, I'm on Google. Yeah.
Okay. Now on the Google type there ACSC Australia, ma'am. ACSC.
AC what?
AC. C for Charlie. C for Charlie. ACSC.
AP, yeah. AP what?
No. It should be AC. AC. C for Charlie.
Yeah, I've got AP.
No, ma'am. It's C. C for Charlie. AC.
I see,
yes. S for Sunday.
S.
C for Charlie again.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, can you see any option coming up? Yeah, ACSC Australia. Click on that option now.
Cyber Security Assessment Manager. Yeah.
Go down, scroll up. Scroll up this page, go down.
Cyber Security Consulting ACSC homepage.
Yeah, the ACSC homepage. Click on that. Now, this is the exact website, ma'am, where we are associated with, the Australian Cybersecurity Center. Can you see that?
Yeah. Detect personal devices and accounts.
Yeah. Now, scroll down. Yes. You can see report a cybercrime or a cybersecurity incident. Can you see any option?
Yes. Yeah. Alert for new threats. Support a cybercrime or cybersecurity incident.
Yeah. Click on that. The second option. Report a cybercrime because we are reporting on your behalf. Now scroll up the page and come down. Now
check the status of existing cybercrime. Yeah. Individual, business, individual.
Yeah. Select individual.
Okay, I'm on there. You should not submit a report here.
Can you see? You will be reporting the cybercrime to the report through cyber, right? Okay. Now we have successfully reported a cybercrime incident on the ACSC, ma'am. Now you can press the back arrow on the bottom down on the screen, back button. Again press the back button.
Yeah.
Again press the back button.
I went back to the
All right. Now come back to the home page again, ma'am, and check all of your applications. If there is any new application added, like a eBay or a Zip, you have a Zip application, ma'am, right? You got a Zip app?
Yeah.
You are registered with the Zip. Just try to open up the Zip. Press the middle button, the bottom down, the middle one.
Neither one, yeah. No, I'm not a whole of them.
All right. Now, go to your Zip app, ma'am, the Zip application that you use.
The very top?
No, no. Press the home button again. I will guide you up. Press the home button, the middle one. Now, swipe your screen from the bottom. Yes. Now, you can see all of your application. Find out the Zip, Z-I-P, Zip app.
You want me to go back on Google?
No, no, not on Google, ma'am. Come back to the home screen. Yeah, now search for Zip app, Z-I-P, Zip application on your phone. Z for Zebra, I for Internet, P for Peter. There is a Zip app. Press the home button.
Yeah, I haven't got it.
Yes, you can see a black application called Zip, Z-I-P. Scroll up the screen. Yeah, scroll it again. Back to your home page, ma'am. Come back to the home page. Press the home button again. Yeah, come press the home button. Now swipe your screen from left to right. The home button, ma'am, not the three line. You need to press the circle one. The circle.
I did press the circle one, and there's
all
nothing
right.
There, we see.
Okay, okay. Now swipe your screen from left to right. Swipe it. Yes. Now check all of your applications. Swipe from the bottom. Swipe your screen from the bottom. Yes. Now check. Now check all the apps one by one. You can see a Zip application.
And it's black, you reckon?
Yes. Swipe your screen from left to right. Yeah. Can you see Z-I-P, Zip? Click on that.
Yeah, Zip app. Yeah.
Yeah. Click on that. Have you used this app, ma'am?
No.
Yeah. Click on that. Click on the Zip.
I've never used it.
Okay. Now log in.
I've never used it.
Okay.
I've never used it.
All right, ma'am. Because these are the applications which has been used by those hackers behind you, ma'am. Okay.
Yeah, well, I've never used it. Never.
Okay. Okay. Now close down the page.
I've never used it. Sorry, I'm not even opening it. I've never used it.
Yes, ma'am. Don't open up. You are not letting me speak. Don't open up. I'm not telling you to open up. I'm not telling that you have used it. I'm telling you that these are the things, ma'am, that we are finding suspicious. Okay?
That's the app I use.
All right. Now, again, press the home button and check your account if there is any money missing or not. Once you log in, do let me know.
I'm on internet banking. I don't think I can because I've been locked out.
Okay, you have been locked out. And when did the last time you have logged in there, ma'am?
Today. I can try, but I don't think I can because I've been locked out.
Okay, try to log in. Once you log in there, do let me know.
No.
Okay.
Nothing about nothing. Can I go in there, babe?
Yeah, on your mobile phone.
Yeah, I can't. I've been locked out.
Okay, try to open up once again, ma'am. Just have a look. Try to open it.
Yeah, I can't. I've been locked out of my internet banking.
I do understand, ma'am, but just try to open up the app. What is showing up you? Just open up and let me know so that I can help you.
Yeah, I can't. I've been locked out. Someone's been trying to use my bank.
I do understand, ma'am, but you need to just tap on that app and check what is the status.
I can't. It's telling me it's unavailable.
Okay. Not an issue, ma'am. Now, you got a card, a debit card with you, right?
I'm not giving you my bank details.
No, I'm not asking you, ma'am. You are not letting me complete, ma'am. Since a long time you are talking to me, ma'am, did I ask you to give me any of your information? So why you are getting me?
Yeah, I've got a bank card, obviously.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Because on that card, we are going to cancel those payment and refund you the money for the Apple iTunes gift card which has been ordered. And do you remember what is the balance on your card? Because the money might be added on that card, ma'am.
No, I wouldn't have a clue.
Like if $100, $1,500 according to you?
It's over $1,000 on that one.
How much, ma'am?
It's over $1,000 on that one.
Okay, not an issue, ma'am. Now, press the home button and check your PayPal account. You also use a PayPal, right?
I haven't used my PayPal for ages.
Ages. And when did you last log into the PayPal?
PayPal?
Yeah.
Oh, over 12 months ago.
Okay. Now go back to the Google. I'm helping you to cancel up those gift card which has been ordered. Oh, go to the Google page.
Yeah, what do you want?
All right. Now on the Google type there Woolworth. Woolworths. Woolworths.
Oh,
Apple
yes.
Gift cards. Yeah. Now give a space, type Apple. Apple gift cards. Can you see any option like Woolworth Apple gift card? Okay, now you can scroll down the page. Yeah. Scroll down.
I can't scroll down. I can go. Yeah, what about that?
Okay. Can you see Apple Entertainment All Gift Card? Click on that.
Yeah.
Okay, now wait. Now, can you see any option there, ma'am? Like there will be a three line and it says menu. Menu on the top. You can see any option called menu, a three line. Click on that menu. Now click on all gift cards.
Hello.
Okay. Now can you see the wish one, ma'am? Wish gift card. This is the gift card those people ordered behind you, ma'am. So we are canceling it by your end. Click on that, the wish one. Tap on that gift card. The image that you can see. Okay, now come down. Okay, now can you see quantity? Make it two.
What?
One. Because those people are ordering two gift cards and the amount was $500, so we are canceling it, ma'am. And the amount and the each gift card cost you $500, so you are canceling the 500 two gift cards. Select 500 on the amount.
I'm not going to get something.
What do you see on the screen? All right, now click on add to cart and you can see the money will be there, ma'am. Can you see the dollar value?
You're making me pay to see cards.
Add to cart. Can you see any option add to cart?
Yeah, you're making me buy two cards.
No, no, ma'am. You can see. Click on that. You will be see the next option. Do let me know once you click on that. Because we are canceling it. Now, again, click on view shopping cart because this hackers did already to you, ma'am. So this is the procedure for the cancellation. Click on view shopping cart.
How do I know that? It's so far. You're making me buy two cards.
No, no, ma'am. You will let to know. Click on view shopping cart and check. Can you see that $1,000 is showing you available up there, right?